Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Carlette Claverie-Bulté. I am Investment Specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing the performance and positioning of our convertible bond flagship strategies following the US elections and the recent developments on the COVID-19 vaccine front. The tension surrounding the US presidential election had barely petered out when the news of Biden's victory was eclipsed by Pfizer's announcement of positive early results from its COVID-19 vaccine trial, developed in collaboration with the German drug maker BioNTech. The outstanding 90% efficacy rate of this vaccine was rapidly followed by Moderna's vaccine trial update, which announced a close to 95% efficacy rate, propelling markets to new highs, led by cyclicals and value names in sectors that had thus far been among the hardest hit by the pandemic and national lockdowns, with travel and leisure topping the list. Besides these recent sharp market moves, there are still numerous fundamental tailwinds favoring growth companies, especially in tech-related businesses, which justifies our continued quality growth focus. First, recent dovish statements from the major central banks suggested that low interest rates and low inflation would persist for some time. In such an environment, growth will remain a scarce commodity, thereby supporting superior growth and quality-oriented companies. Second, in the US, Biden's victory, combined with a Senate split between the Republicans and Democrats, reduces the risk of higher corporate taxes. Third, long-term business and consumer trends remain unchanged. If anything, the pandemic has accelerated the spread of trends that were already in place before the COVID-19 outbreak, and for which the long-term fundamentals also remain unchanged. Notably, these include digital transformation to improve business efficiency, cybersecurity to secure an ever-increasing number of online transactions, and medtech, artificial intelligence, and robotics to deal with the growing and aging global population. Overall, we see current trend reversal in favor of cyclical and value names as an opportunity to tactically diversify our investments rather than a questioning of our long-term positive call on companies' refurbished growth prospects. With the sharp outperformance of the digital themes in the lows seen in March, our convexity-focused approach, combined with our wish to maintain a sound diversification in our portfolios, has led us to gradually take profits on our biggest COVID winner holdings, whose convertible bonds have reached high equity sensitivity levels and are therefore more exposed to a correction risk, and to reinvest the proceeds in companies offering balanced convertible bond instruments. Accordingly, we have taken advantage of historic year-to-date primary activity to selectively invest in companies exposed to the COVID-19 recovery theme, with robust balance sheets and leading competitive positionings. These include names in aviation, leisure, as well as payments and healthcare nursing home industries. Tactical portfolio arbitrages in favor of value and cyclical companies have, thus far, been mainly implemented in our European strategies. The European convertible bond market has been particularly rich in new issues from high-quality companies exposed to the recovery theme. In the US, however, the generally lower credit quality of the recovery names calls for greater selectivity so that we can stay true to our standards. Generally speaking, whilst acknowledging the outperformance potential of cyclical and value companies in the shorter term, we remain cautious about the lack of visibility as to when and how fast their business activity can resume and return to pre-crisis levels, especially in the travel and leisure field. In this context, credit quality remains a cornerstone of our security selection. As seen in the charts, since the beginning of the year, our quality growth DNA, combined with a disciplined profit-taking approach, has translated in historic outperformances compared with equity markets, both in our European and global flagship strategies. Today, as of November 13, our convertible bond funds are displaying performances ranging from 4% in Europe to 16% in the global space, which compares to performances ranging from -4% for European equities to 6% for global equities. This represents an outperformance in favor of our convertible bond strategy of close to 10 points, with a third of the equity index volatility and half their maximum drawdown. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.